Cinch.
Hello, everyone. This is David Guerra from BerlinBrigade.com with today's Cold War Minute. Today's October 8th, and on this day in Cold War history, in 1962, German magazine Der Spiegel publishes the article Bedient Abwehr Bereit, conditionally prepared for defense. It is about a NATO maneuver called Fallex 62, which uncovered the state of the Bundeswehr, or the German army, that it was facing regarding the communist threat from the east. The magazine was soon accused of treason. In 1962, Algeria joins the United Nations. On this day in 1967, guerrilla leader Che Guevara and his men are captured in Bolivia. In 1968, United States and South Vietnamese forces launch a new operation in the Mekong Delta, which is called Operation Sea Lords. In 1969, the opening rally of the Days of Rage occurs. It's organized by the Weather Underground in Chicago, Illinois. In 1970, with regards to the Vietnam War, in Paris, a communist delegation rejects U.S. President Richard Nixon's October 7th peace proposal as a maneuver to deceive world opinion. In 1973, as part of the ongoing Yom Kippur War, Colonel Gabi Amir's 460th Armored Brigade attacks Egyptian-occupied positions on the Israeli side of the Suez Canal, in hope of driving them away. However, the attack fails and over 150 Israeli tanks are destroyed. And on this day in 1982, the Polish Communist government bans Solidarity and all other trade unions. There you have it, Cold War history on this day, October 8th. I am David Guerra from BerlinBrigade.com. Until next time, goodbye.